How can Europe save its industries in pressure between the United States and China while respecting the Paris Agreement? This is what we will discuss in today's podcast that launches a series we are very proud to present to you. IDRI, since November, publishes Ideas of European Thinkers to foster reflections on the future of Europe ahead of the June elections. Agriculture, just transition, biodiversity, we put everything on the table. All these blogs are published on IDRI's website under the branding of European States of Mind, Reinventing the Deal. In French, l'union dans tous ses états, réinventer le deal. Today, we are very pleased to welcome a special guest, Marcin Korolec. You were 10 years ago minister in Poland, in charge of the economy, later on the environment, and you are now the director of the Green Economy Institute and a member of the advisory board of Inner Energy. Thank you so much for your availability and also for signing the first blog of the series on the topic of green industrialization. And since this podcast series is on Europe, I will start with this question. As a former Polish minister, what does Europe mean to you? How far of a European are you?
Europe is my place on earth. I started my professional career as a member of Polish negotiating team to the EU back in 1998 till 2004. And I remember that being member of European family was a dream of my parents and of my generation. So we are very proud and we are very happy to be part of the family. And we are very proud to be back again after those 8 years of some Polish turbulent presence in the EU. I had the privilege to represent Poland during around probably 120 ministerial meetings in the EU. And I think European Union is the best mechanism of searching best possible consensus and best political consensus, what we can have between member states.
And now to start with one of the key points of your blog post, you advocate for a robust European strategy to compete with China and the US in the green industry. So how do you see Europe positioning itself in this global competition?
We are at the end of the political time of this European Commission and this European Parliament. We are ending the foundations of a European Green Deal and the perspective for our climate policy towards 2030 and 2050. But I think today, after those 5 years, we have quite different tasks ahead of us. And the first important question we have to answer is how to avoid a false dilemma between protecting climate and protecting jobs. We created in Europe a system which will lead us to reduce emissions and to achieve climate neutrality. And this very rigid legal system was supposed to force our business, our industry, to adapt and to create competitive advantages against our global competitors like China and the US. That was the foundation of the European Green Deal, which was supposed to be equally economy strategy for Europe. But suddenly, somewhere in the mid-2022, Americans, who was not very eager in climate policy for years, Americans created this Inflation Reduction Act, which is in fact massive system of subsidies for creation of green economy, for green tech jobs in the US. And we have also, parallel to the US system of subsidies, we have also Chinese system of subsidies. And we are, in fact, flooded with industrial goods from China. We are in a double economic pressure.
So to dig further into that topic, you compare the US Inflation Reduction Act and its European response, the Net Zero Industry Act. So we have the American way and the European way. How do you compare them? Do you think that the European one perhaps is weaker than the American one?
I think we can say that somehow Americans stalled our idea to create future competitive advantages, creating a green tech jobs and green industry. We in Europe, we create a very rigid legal system, but they giving money for creating industrial green jobs. And that is a big difference. Net Zero Industry Act, which is supposed to be European answer to IRA, is nothing else than, again, system of legal system answer. And we cannot compete with a rigid legal system with a system of subsidies which is installed in the US. That is the first and the biggest difference between European and American approach. We can be proud of our legal system, but at the end of the day, the entrepreneurs, they are deciding with their money. And we need to create a business case for those industrialists to create green jobs and green technologies. So my position is that we have to answer with a similar system like they created in the US. That is maybe the first sentence. Second, Americans are protecting very well their market. Import duties for cars imported from China in the US is 27%. In Europe is 10%. So the question is, who is protecting better its industry, Americans or us?
So you also discuss in your blog the potential risk of European industries moving outside the markets due to this intense competition. And you suggest innovation as a key response. Why do you think that is?
I think that simply the US approach, this Inflation Reduction Act, is very attractive system for investors searching for good economic environment in green tech. So my comments are that Inflation Reduction Act is not only a massive system of subsidies, but a very simple system of subsidies for investors, because there are no competition to obtain subsidy. If you are creating green jobs in the US, you are just informing your tax office that your product or your services reduced CO2 emissions by X, and then you are asking the tax office to send you tax credits to your office. And that is whole procedure. In Europe, we are ready to support industries to invest with a very rigid system of checking if every norm is there, etc. But investors do not know if he will obtain such a subsidy or not. And the system is long and only for investment. In the US, the support is mainly for operating costs, which is, again, a taboo from the point of view of European state aid regime. And that is, in my understanding, something we have to revisit if we want our industries to compete with US companies or Chinese companies flooding with subsidies.
After the COVID crisis, and as maybe some auditors know, Europe created for the very first time a common program that was about issuing common debt as a solidarity act between member states to help the weakest ones from the economical and sanitary crisis. Do you think that the next commission could perhaps propose something similar to finance the development of green technologies?
In my understanding, we have to search for a similar solution. Next Generation EU, which is the foundation of the COVID recovery money, is ending 2026. And I think for a number of economies, prolongation of this system will be needed. And in my understanding, we can create under the new commission and under the new parliament, Next Generation EU 2.0, dedicated to the system of support for creation and development of green industries in Europe. A similar common debt, and that system would be much, much, much more fair, equal, and European at the end of the day from what we are doing today. Because our European answer for US and Chinese competition is today, under Net Zero Industry Act, relaxation of state aid regime. In fact, if we are relaxing state aid regime, we are helping only those who can afford. We are saying to Germans, you can subsidize your German economy. We are saying to French, you can subsidize your French industry. But what about Italians? What about Spaniards? What about Bulgarians? And what about Poles? I don't think every country has an equal room for subsidizing their own economy. So in my understanding, much fairer system will be European one. And the scale of need of European industry is not to be on the shoulders on one or two countries. We need to face this global competition together if we want to compete with US or Chinese industries.
So indeed, we do have member states with very different economic situations and very different needs. So do you see a unified approach to green industrialization as the key solution? Can it help fit the different capacities of the countries?
I think we need a common European solution in a sense that we have also European industries, and especially automotive industry. It is obvious that we have some French or German companies, but the production of them is spread around all Europe. So if we want to compete with US automotive industry, or if we want to stop flooding a European market by Chinese cars, we need to have a common European answer, because factories of Volkswagen are in Spain, are in Poland, are in Germany. French are producing cars in Slovakia and in Czech Republic and in Romania. So if we want to save those industries, we need to have a common response.
And you mentioned earlier in our conversation that the main dilemma that we're facing as societies is to achieve climate neutrality while creating jobs. So what about this job creation? How impactful can greening industries be for that?
I think we need to avoid at all costs this, to be in this dilemma, to have this dilemma about should we protect climate or should we protect jobs? And for that, we need to have financial muscles, because industries from China or industries from US have massive state support. So our industries need to have such assistance from the public sector and, in my understanding, Europe. But we have to be also honest with ourselves that we are losing in terms of the quality of our technologies. So we need to search and to finance innovation and best-in-class technologies. European battery industry is developing, but we have a lot to learn.
So as I mentioned at the beginning, you are now working as a director of the Green Economy Institute, and you're a member of the advisory board of Inner Energy. But 10 years ago, you were a minister in the Donald Tusk government, who is now again prime minister. On the 1st January 2025, we will have a Polish presidency in the European Union. So you know more or less the team in power. In the context of this green transformation, what would be your advice to them for this presidency?
Personally, I'm very happy that Donald Tusk is Polish prime minister again. And we are starting the discussions what should be the priorities of Polish presidency. I think this presidency will be very different from the first one back 2011. One of main projects I am proposing here in Warsaw, this creation of this next generation EU 2.0 dedicated for creating green jobs and green industries in Europe, starting with 2027. So I hope that idea will start to be one of the tasks for Polish presidency 2025.
Let's now adopt a broader point of view, if you agree. Let's talk about the political context in Europe. As we've mentioned, the Polish government is now progressive and has been back in power for more than a year, but we do see more and more conservative opinions talking loudly against the green transition all over Europe, about and against climate mitigation, sustainable agriculture, even sometimes about this shifting of industry to green processes. So do you think we still have a European Green Deal? Do we need a European Green Deal 2.0, or even is it possible? How optimistic are you in this difficult political context?
I think you are touching the crucial question of today's Europe and this shift of political emotions, which will lead us to very different European Parliament and to probably different European Commission in the middle of this year. But in my understanding, we should not search answer one or another. I mean, we should not choose protecting climate, or we should not search for protecting only European jobs. That is not a way to do that, because we need to have our European technologies and we need to create our European technological advantages comparing to US or Chinese companies. And for that, we need to create a proper environment. That will lead us nowhere if we will close our borders and we will say we are not progressing with a green transition. That will lead us for climate catastrophe, and we will not maintain our European social model, and we will not protect our European employment. So in my understanding, we need to attack those two elements together, protecting climate and creating European competitive advantage vis-a-vis US and China in green tech.
Thank you so much, Marcin Karlec, and thank you for these last words. It was a great European conversation. And I remind the auditors that you are the director of the Green Economy Institute and that you used to be part of the Polish government. Your full blog is accessible on the IDRIS website. I highly recommend this read and this series of podcasts, European States of Mind, Reinventing the Deal, continues in the weeks to come. So stay tuned.
Thank you.